And it's got to be a very worrying time for people. I mean, we're just past the third anniversary of the war in Ukraine, where people had to leave behind everything they had and flee for their lives. This country did the right thing and opened its doors and its arms to people who needed protection. And the government brought in a payment for people who took Ukrainian refugees into their homes. And now there's talk about slicing it, but there's no talk about what's going to happen to the refugees who may be homeless as a result of this, or to the families who will have become dependent on this payment. I'm not sure the government, once again, has thought things through.
For those Ukrainian refugees who have arrived here and have lived in these homes, if they now have to leave them, if the amount that's been paid to the homeowners is wiped out, they will be competing with all the other people that are currently looking for accommodation in the middle of an accommodation crisis. So you could see this certainly adding to the severity of that crisis.
Well, I could certainly see a homeless crisis as a result. I'm not sure I would see Ukrainian people competing with other non-Ukrainian people. It just adds to the mess that the government has created by not providing accommodation for people, by not building houses. It's time for the government to organise themselves, get on with providing the homes that people need, and stop tinkering around the edges.
Do you feel that this is, in the main, a knee-jerk reaction maybe to some of the calls that were made even prior to the general election for such benefits to be cut?
I'm not sure what exactly is behind the government's action in doing this. Are they trying to force Ukrainian people out of homes, out of Ireland? That sounds like a very strange way to behave. But really, if you're going to make an adjustment, you have to follow that adjustment all the way down the line. You have to deal with the ramifications that may happen as a result. And again, I'm not sure our government has given consideration to that. We seem to be constantly plugging gaps and putting out fires instead of actually dealing with the root cause of the problem, which is a lack of housing.
And finally, Bernie, it seems that although there are hopes maybe that peace could be found when it comes to the war between Russia and the Ukraine, the stark reality is it will take a long time for the Ukraine to recover from the damages that have been inflicted on it. And as a result of that, those who fled the country 3 years ago are probably still a number of years away from returning to it.
Well, I think our Ukrainian friends would love to go home tomorrow if they could. I don't think anybody is living here 3 and 4 to a room for the sheer luxury of it. Ukraine has suffered dreadfully in the last 3 years. But Ukraine will rebuild. Ukrainian people are wonderful and they're energetic and they're determined and they're proud and they will rebuild their country. But in the meantime, we have to continue doing our bit and helping.